You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Who's got it better than us?
No!
Your home for the best sports coverage in Utah. You're listening to Jake Scott and Ben Anderson on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Jake and Ben, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Want to remind you about the Hercules Hero of the Week. Nominate the youth sports volunteer that you know for the Hercules Hero of the Week. Submit your nomination at kslsports.com/contests and listen every Thursday afternoon to JJ and Alex for the winner. Help us celebrate the efforts of those volunteers making an impact with the Hercules Hero of the Week, sponsored by Hercules Credit Union. All right, Sarah has prepared a fun segment for us today in honor of the NCAA tournament. Do we have a title for this segment?
Real or fake?
Real or fake?
I feel like that's pretty straightforward.
And are Ben and I competing head to head here?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, if you want, or we can just you both give your opinion on if it's real or if it's a fake name.
And are we like hands off to Google? Obviously.
Yeah.
If you Google it, obviously you're going to find the real people.
All right.
Okay.
So there's a list of names. We're trying to figure out if these are real basketball players or not.
Yes, a list of men's college basketball players.
Or just in men's college basketball?
This is men's college basketball as a whole.
All right.
I think a few of them might be.
All right.
All right, let's start off strong with Tennessee Rainwater.
That is the starting shooting guard for Appalachian State.
I don't believe you, but I do believe that's a name.
So you're both saying real?
Real.
Real.
Good job. It is real.
Where's he play?
I should have looked up all of these.
Yeah, you should have.
I'm sorry. Hey, I was coming up with names, okay?
What was his name?
Tennessee
Rainwater.
Okay, hang on.
He's not even from Tennessee. I know
Utah
that much.
Tech?
He's from...
He's a local?
He's from Washington.
Oh.
So where does Tennessee come from? I don't know.
Yeah, Utah Tech Trailblazers. All right, he's a St. George. He's down at St. George, Ben.
Shout out to Tennessee.
All right.
All right, hand off the keyboard.
Yeah, I got it. But
next,
if we got to Google where all these players play.
After.
Next, Legendary Kid.
Legendary Kid. I don't think that's what Jason Kidd named his child. I remember Jason Kidd's huge head.
I'm
going to go fake.
Yeah.
Good job. It is fake.
Legendary fake. That's a good name, though. That's a good name. It's like Mega Man. Legendary Kid.
Next, Churchill Bounds.
They were a big fan of the English Prime Minister, his parents.
Wish I hadn't permanently destructed my ability to have kids, because these are good names. These are things I'd put back in the hopper.
They are not. What would you call it? Like,
What's this name?
Churchill Downs?
Bounds.
Bounds.
Churchill Bounds.
Churchill Bounds. That's a great name.
Churchill Downs is even better. Okay, that's made up.
I'm going to say it's real.
Ben, you're correct. It is real.
Where's he play? Let's look. Church. They're going to correct this because they're going to say, yeah, it's not even a... It's Churchill Downs. Churchill Bounds plays for Wagner. It's not what I expected this guy to look like. 6'10", 260. Beefcake.
All right, next, we have A Million Bugs.
A Million Bugs?
No.
A million is one word.
A million.
Bugs is the last name.
This is absolutely a real name. Million Bugs is this backup power forward for Spokane Tech.
What, are you saying it's fake?
No, it's fake.
Ben is correct again. It is real.
These parents should be...
They should be awarded. They should be celebrated by our community. These are great.
Your last
people.
Name is Bugs. A million. And you know what? I feel mean making fun of somebody's name, but come on.
No, your name should be absolutely you. And the nice thing is that kid got a scholarship. A million Bugs. With a Z.
Central Missouri is where he plays.
A million Bugs. Oh, double G. That's a great name. Shout out to a million's parents.
All right, next we have Preacher Smith.
Fake. Too simple. Not wacky enough. Not a million Bugsy enough.
Fake.
Correct, it is fake.
It's a good one. I like your ability. I can't wait to see what you name your children if you have any.
I am not. This took me a while. This has been living in my mind for the past couple months, okay, trying to figure this out.
Okay.
All right, next we have Mo Buckets.
He...
No way.
He's the point guard for Cal Lutheran.
We would have heard of Mo Buckets.
Mo
a
Buckets.
Basketball name like that, no.
There was a kid locally named Stockton Malone Shorts.
Stockton Shorts, yeah, I know.
His middle name was Malone.
His parents called into DJ and PK a couple times.
Give me Mo Buckets. Mo Buckets, point guard, Cal Lutheran.
And you're saying it's fake,
yeah,
Jake?
No way.
Jake is correct. It is fake. All right, next.
You have to be a basketball player if your name is Maurice Buckets, though. You can't be like,
right.
Yeah, I got a scholarship in tennis.
It was too on the nose.
Next, always right.
Yes. That's the third string center for Oswego State. Always right? Yeah. W-R-I-G-H-T, though.
No.
Always
no.
Right.
I just can't believe somebody would name their kid always.
Ben's correct.
Yeah.
Man, Ben's on a roll. Jake, you've gone a few right.
Yeah.
That kid should get picked on. What's your name, Always Right? It's the most condescending name I've ever heard.
All right, next, we have Crisscross.
Applesauce.
Fake.
Fake.
That's a real one.
Oh. No way.
Now you're...
Jump.
You're hurting your kids at that point. Where's it? What was his name? Crisscross?
Crisscross.
Did you ever wear your clothes backwards?
No.
I did one time when I was like, because Crisscross was
Chris
big when
Cross.
I was like 6 years old.
Yeah.
And my dad made fun of me, and I was so embarrassed because he did it in front of his friends. And I'm sure he didn't actually make fun of me. He just said, your pants are on backwards. And I was like, you've outed me. I've been disgraced and betrayed by my own father. I think I went and cried about it.
Have you ever seen the Skinny Jeans Dad video where a dad just films his kid in way too skinny of jeans and just makes fun of him for like 90 seconds?
I believe it. Crisscross plays for Southern Illinois.
We also forgot to say that Always Right plays for Rhode Island. All right,
He should run for office. Always Right?
Or like, you're just setting up for failure because no one's always right. You know what I mean? Mm. All right, our next one, we have Storm Surges.
No. Surges, is that a last name?
I'm going to say fake.
Correct, you guys.
Storm Surges.
It is fake.
That's a good name. I like
next,
it.
Next, we have George Washington III.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm going to say fake just because I think it's a little too on the nose. Here's the thing. Sarah might have made this name up, and there is still a player who plays for Gannon that is named George Washington III.
I'm going into thing.
I'm
going
to say fake.
Jake is correct. There is actually a player named George Washington III.
That's not that surprising. That's not that surprising.
All right, next we have Supreme Cook.
100% real.
Supreme? No. No.
Ben is correct again. It is a real name.
I love this guy.
Next we have Cash Money.
Fake.
Fake.
You and I need to start an NIL for Utah State, and we'll call ourselves the Cash Money Millionaires, C-A-C-H-E, and we are going to raise hella dollars so we don't lose Danny Sprinkle anymore. The Cash Money Millionaires.
No, not a thing.
It is fake. You're right. Next, we have Jizzle James.
It's got to be real.
I'm going to skip that one.
I hope for Sarah's sake that's real.
Otherwise, it is real.
Okay. All right.
He is a real person. Actually, Hatch, I brought up this to him when we were talking about for the show, and he was like, you have to add him in there.
Sounds
Jizzle
like Hatch.
James.
Okay. Let's just keep moving.
He plays for Cincinnati, by the way.
All right.
All right. Next, we have Noble Days.
No. Fake.
What's his name?
Noble Days.
Give me Noble Days, yes.
Ben is correct again. He's getting these all.
His parents are obscene.
I feel like Ben cheated. He knows.
He's cheating right now.
All right. Next, we have Steel Hammer.
No. No.
Oh, boy. Steel Hammer. It's like Sage Steel's kid. Just flip the names around. Steel Hammer. Fake.
Your guys are correct. It is fake. All right, our last, but certainly not least, is Tony.
Real. T-O-N-Y, T-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
Absolutely real. Yeah, he plays for Grambling.
Good job, guys.
Tony.
It is
Tony.
A real name.
Yeah, shout out to
Ben.
Tony.
Ben, I think Ben was very good at this game. I was quite surprised.
I'm just frustrated by... There was some... Come on. I mean, really?
Criss Cross. He should be a rapper, honestly.
Well, there was a famous rap group called Criss Cross, Sarah.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe that's what he was named after, honestly.
And isn't there a... What kind of music would you say that is, Ben? Christopher Cross?
Criss Cross? Oh, Yacht Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, Sailing? Literally, the song's about sailing. Absolutely rules. Yeah, Yacht Rock, for sure.
I'm a little distracted by watching a video of Vince Young getting knocked out in a bar.
Poor Vince. How's he doing? Not surprising that's where he was or what was happening.
No, I don't know. But that guy had the best gig with Texas ever, and didn't he squander that? Wasn't he like the ambassador fundraiser guy for the University of Texas, and they were paying him like $200,000 a year or something?
Tough for our guy, Vince Young.
Now he's getting knocked out clean in a bar fight, Ben.
That's too bad.
He used to be, he was huge. He's getting knocked out in a bar fight? He's a big guy.
Yeah, it's like Cam Newton. Those guys tried to fight Cam Newton. That was a bad idea. He's a huge person.
Yeah, but Cam won. Vince did not. Vince lost decidedly, Ben. When was the last time you were in a bar fight?
Thankfully, I've never been in a bar fight.
Never been present when a bar fight broke out?
Or I've never seen one, and I've never been one.
Never been involved?
I've never been in a real fight, ever.
Sarah, how many bar fights have you gotten in?
I've not been in a bar fight, no. I don't know if I've seen a bar fight. I've seen fights at, like, concerts happen or things like that.
You just carry knives around Las Vegas to make sure if you do get in a fight, you're ready to go.
Strapped.
I have seen a bar fight. Oh, maybe more than one. And I remember thinking, never participated, mind you, but certainly remember thinking, like, this is the dangest thing. What is going on here? The control has been lost.
There was a skateboarder when I was growing up named, not locally, as a professional, named Justin Case. And I thought, why would you do that to him? Would you do that to your son, name him Justin Case?
I don't know.
Tony.
I have a last name, Scott. I certainly wasn't, I'm not going to name my son Scott.
Yeah, or great.
No.
Great Osabor works. Great Scott, you're a bad parent.
Right. I know. I don't even know how I feel about Stockton shorts, honestly. Although
Stockton Malone shorts, my guy.
I'm sure he's a well-adjusted person. But, like, what are you, you know, the boy named Sue thing is a thing, right?
Yeah. I did that to my daughter.
And I'm not saying that everybody has to have a plain Jane name, but you can't just hand it to kids. Kids are mean.
Yeah, we've got some fun Utah names locally. I'm curious to see what those people look like when they're 28, 30, trying to get jobs.
Pretty sure there was a cache. That's where I got Cash from.
Yeah.
Oh, there's been
lots of caches. Yeah.
When there's Money Parks.
Yeah, it's a great name. That's fine. I like Money Parks. And that's even a nickname, right? Like Money's a nickname. Like Magic. It's not his real name.
Really? I don't know. Could be.
I mean, we know Magic's not his real name.
I think his name's Irvin.
Yeah.
But Wilt called him Buck, right? Which I always thought was his best nickname, Buck Johnson. Doesn't that just sound like an awesome name?
Buck Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Buck is a great first name. Buck
absolutely.
Williams, Buck Johnson. Yeah.
Buck's better than Magic.
Buck Showalter. Yeah, you know what?
Buck.
It's really a great setup name. It makes your second name great, whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, Buck Scott, Buck Anderson.
What was the boss
on? I'm changing my name. Let's end this early. I got to get down to the courthouse.
What was the name of the boss on King of the Hill? Buck Strickland? Yeah. That's a boss name.
If you have a third,
Buck?
And it's a boy. Or a physical, whatever. Buck.
I think Buck would be mean for a girl. And not that I think, like, some boy names work for girls. A girl, I'm not sure, necessarily pigeonholed there. But Buck, not. I don't think that works for the feminine.
And Bucky is not a good name. Buck is great. Bucky.
No, that's Bucky Dent.
Harder to sell.
Yeah, right. That's messing up the World Series. Buck. Buck Anderson.
I like it.
I do too.
Yeah. Sarah, Buck. Keep it in the circle if you guys have kids.
Oh, for my child?
Yeah.
Buck.
Buck
Fidisimanu. I can see it right now.
I don't know if my husband would be down for that.
Buck Miller. Whatever they are. Yeah, it's a great last name. It's a great first name that makes every last name sound great.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
All right.
Buck Skunk.
Stay tuned. We're going to talk to Alex Keery. Coming up next.
That should have been one of your names. Buck Skunk.
Jake and Penn, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Whether it's the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, or Aggies, these guys have got you covered.
Time to eat, fellas.
You're locked on to Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
1, 2, 3,
on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Jake and Ben, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. It's a Jazz Ticket Tuesday. Time to give away some tickets. Caller number 12 right now, 801-575-ZONE. We're hooking you up with a pair of tickets to go see the Jazz take on the Rockets at Delta Center on March 29th. 801-575-ZONE, caller 12 right now. Ben, let's get out of the zone phone. Joining us now, he's the co-host every afternoon of JJ and Alex. He's the one and only Alex Keery. What's going on, Alex?
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
We're doing well. Danny Sprinkle gone from Utah State. We can talk more about Danny Sprinkle. But I suspect, and I could be wrong, but if people were expecting Mark Pope to leave, like this coaching, the coaching moves happened so fast, especially with the basketball transfer portal opening up, we would have heard more about Mark Pope. Am I crazy thinking that?
Yeah, I think it's insane to think that he would go somewhere else. Look, the money for Danny Sprinkle was astronomically better, right? Like Utah State, amazing effort to keep him. But like that's, he can tell you that his dad played defensive back at Washington and his sister lives up in Seattle. Great. Till he's blue in the face. The reality is that it's a guaranteed, what, like $18 million basically. And so you take that money and that's the answer on that one. Right. I mean, it has nothing to do with whether or not he liked it in Logan or didn't, or if Utah State wasn't the place for him. And so it's the money issue. Now in Mark Pope's case, I think the money is getting a lot better, obviously, down at BYU. And you would have heard, you're right, Ben, like we would have probably had some movement on that. The thing is what's a better upgrade? I'm not saying that, like, BYU is the best program on the planet, but it certainly is in the best conference right now in college basketball, so which is what you want. You want to compete every year. So if you're Mark Pope, I don't see any reason why you'd want to leave. And by the way, speaking of guaranteed money, it's hard to find a BYU head basketball coach with the requirements that you need, being an active member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and being a performing at a high level. And so that's, if he's doing well, and he is right now, then BYU will want to keep him, and he'll be in the Big 12 for as long as he's still winning. So, do you upgrade and go to the SEC? Does he go to Kentucky when Calipari's contract is up? I don't know. That's all way up in the air. But I think BYU fans probably can feel a little bit safe knowing that Mark Pope will probably be here a lot longer than – you know, you would think. And by the way, Washington would have been a great job for him historically because of his, history up there. But, yeah, Big 12 basketball versus Big 10 versus SEC, I'd go Big 12 all day.
What is next year's – if BYU is going to start winning a game or two in the NCAA tournament, what needs to change? I mean, what do you think was their flaw against Duquesne? Can they fix that, or is that just going to be who BYU is? And if they're hitting threes, fine on them. If they're not, it's going to be a long day.
I'm excited about the dudes who are coming in, but you obviously don't know what you're going to get with those, with your Colin Chandlers, et cetera. And by the way, Marcus Adams leaving is like, I think that's probably best for everybody. Like, to, instead of sitting around hoping that he was going to pan out, Jake, it's a simple thing for me. Beg Jackson Robinson to stay, and then you make him your guy. He's not a sixth man. If he wants to be an NBA dude, get him the ball, make him the starter. He's made enough reference to wanting to maybe stay, and we saw this. I mean, Jimmer's great. I think his sophomore and junior years were not great, and then he turned into a lottery guy his senior year. And I'm not going to say that's what Jackson Robinson is going to do, because he's certainly not the shooter that Jimmer was, but make him a 22 points a game guy as a starter, and then you've got a legitimate, and by the way, get a starting five instead of a bunch of really, really good guys that are coming off the bench. The Duquesne game problem was that Jackson came off of the bench and scored almost as much as the entire starting group. That's awful. So the starting, there has to be a legitimate starting five. And I think you beg Jackson Robinson to come back. You bust out NIL money to make it worth it. And you keep that kid. And he could take you places. That's where it's at. That's how you win a couple games, is with a star in the NCAA tournament.
Switching over to football, A-Rod, Aaron Roderick, said that improving the run game was, you know, the top priority for BYU during spring football. Do you agree? Is that the number one issue for BYU going into the 2024 college football season?
It's certainly one of many, which is, you know, you have like a 1A, 1B. I mean, I don't care what level of football you're at. You got to figure out your quarterback first. Does that mean they have the quarterback figured out? They don't, which is also bad news. I wasn't expecting to get a starter named by the end of spring. But I do think that I don't know. What does figure out the run game mean? Like, figure out who your one back is going to be? Because I think that's LJ Martin. It's really about getting our offensive line dialed back in again. And Kalani, I think, talked about it in his last media availability, was basically getting the depth of the O-line figured out. So if you're talking about getting the run game figured out, they're really talking about getting the O-line figured out. And they have enough good veterans in that group. They've got to get 10 to 12 guys who don't miss and who understand the process, who understand what TJ Woods is asking of them. And you get that number of guys and you get them dialed up, then you'll be okay. And whoever's running the ball, they're going to have talent back there. I love Hinkley Ropati. I love LJ Martin. I'm not sure what exactly – I mean, you start hearing names and you're going, we will never hear that guy's name again, because they'll name like the fifth and sixth dudes. And you're like, I don't think we're ever going to hear that guy again. But maybe you do. I mean, I don't want a four-deep running back room. I would love for it to be a two-headed monster and going forward. I would love to see that. But the O-line's got to get figured out first. And I think that's probably code for what they're saying when they say the run game.
It's way too early for this sort of thing, but I'll ask it anyway. What are our expectations for BYU next year? Where is the bar going to be?
I mean, low still. And I mean, I don't know. Do you just readjust and say, hey, you're still kind of 5-7 in terms of the depth and talent right now? All the lists of quarterbacks in the Big 12, BYU's listed as dead last because they don't have one. But even if you put Gary Bohannon on that list, maybe it goes up a couple of spots, you know, to 14 or something. He and Jake Retzlaff, I just don't think when you have a quarterback right now who's head and shoulders above everybody else that you can anticipate it being any different. I think bowl eligibility is going to be the goal until you figure – out who a real quarterback, you know, a real starter is going to be, and somebody who's going to kind of shine. And if it's one of those dudes, great. But I would suggest that people don't do the dangerous game of trying to say, well, basketball figured it out, football should figure it out. It's just so different. I mean, it's just not even close to the same. And so that's a little bit dangerous of a game to go, well, you can do it because basketball did it. And it's basketball is arguably harder. It's like, football is, I mean, they got to have 85 dudes that are good, and you got to have the depth that, I mean, frankly, Kyle Whittingham has built over the years up on the hill. You got to use that model, and it takes a minute.
Alex, we appreciate you jumping on the show, and we'll be dialed in this afternoon. Thanks, buddy.
All right, fellas, have a good one.
Thanks, Alex.
That is Alex Keery. Hear him on JJ and Alex.
I think that's a good point. Not that any of us ever would have believed that BYU basketball was having this type of success in the Big 12 before the football team did. But yeah, just because one figured it out doesn't mean the other will. And they could easily flip-flop next season. I could see BYU football surprising everybody and winning 8 or 9 games next season. Just as likely as BYU repeats as, what, the fifth-best team in the Big 12 in basketball? Like, honestly, far more likely BYU football bounces back and has a 9-win season than it does that BYU basketball is highly relevant throughout the Big 12 season, because the Big 12 is such a good basketball conference and a okay football conference.
I would be surprised at this point today, whatever day it is, Ben, March, what is it?
26.
I would be shocked if BYU won 9 football games.
Oh, I'm not expecting it to be likely.
But unless they add a quarterback before fall, I don't think Bohannon or Retzlaff is good enough to get them to 9 wins. And I've told you forever, I think the quarterback is key to BYU. Quit trying to Utah BYU. The same recipe that works at Utah is not going to work at BYU.
And you can improve your defense, certainly. You can improve your defense.
I'm not saying give up on defense. Yeah.
But you're right. Trying to get to where Utah is defensively. And then
even talking about just defense. I'm talking about the way they run their offense. I'm talking about you shouldn't, at BYU, you shouldn't need a dual threat quarterback to run the ball. You shouldn't need a dual threat quarterback anytime. That's not the recipe to win at BYU. It's not. At Utah, you know, these guys and the offensive staff and all that, they figured out how to win without a quarterback. That was like their game plan.
So when they have a top 25 quarterback in the country, they're
Really
world
good.
Beaters.
But when they usually have a bottom 25 quarterback in the country, which happens more often than not, then you figure out you figure out a way to win 10 ball games regardless. We saw that the ultimate last year.
Right.
That's how they coach offense. That's not what wins football games at BYU. And hey, I'd love to be wrong about Retzlaff and or Bohannon or anybody down there, but at this point, I don't think I am.
I'm with you on that front when it comes to BYU quarterbacks.
So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, you should be able to get a quarterback at BYU. There's a proven concept there. So you shouldn't have to figure out how to win games with a quarterback that might actually be left-handed.
It throws the wrong hand the whole time.
Who knew? Want to remind you about America First Credit Union. Get the official debit cards of the Jazz, University of Utah Sports, Real Salt Lake, and more at America First Credit Union. Wrapping up the show, coming up next, Jake and Ben, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The sports you love, the teams you can't live without.
You don't sense the urgency!
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Jake and Ben, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Our 50 segments brought to you by Peach Doors and Windows, Utah's premier door and window retailer, combining beauty and technology on doors and windows since 1993. Call them today for your free in-home estimate, 801-566-1255, Peach Doors and Windows. Sarah, what was our theme today?
So the Breakfast Club met this week. I don't know if you guys knew that. Years ago, almost 40 years ago.
It was the anniversary, the 40-year anniversary. Of
it the was movie? The 24th.
March 24th, 1984 is when
a little late,
date.
But
when they had detention or whatever?
Had detention.
Oh. Man, I didn't like that movie.
Yeah, can I tell you a hot take? I hate that movie.
I don't like it either.
And I like a lot of his movies.
John Hughes or whatever?
John Hughes made some of the greatest movies of all time.
Made some stinkers, too.
And that's not one of the stinkers by most people's measures, but that is not an enjoyable movie to watch at all.
No.
I'm sure for all you weirdo Gen Xers out there, that was a revolutionary movie, but the millennials. I didn't take to it.
Seemed a little like stereotypical, which I guess that
most
high school movies are that way. You know, the jocks versus the nerds or whatever.
And really the jock has a much tougher life than you think. And the, you know, goth kid has a much different life than you expect.
But that one seems a little too much in the, like there's the genre and then there's the movie that is like a caricature of the genre.
And I'm sure at the time it would be like if we got all these cool young actors together and had them sit in a room and make a movie and it felt important at the time. But if we were to do it now with, you know, whoever, Zendaya and Timothy Chalamet and basically the entire cast of Dune, but put it in a high school drama. But man.
No, listen, like
I can't watch it.
Can't Hardly Wait was the same movie, but a different generation.
And way better.
But see, that's your generation, so you love it. Whereas you point out the Gen Xers probably love.
But at least it's funny. Let's get that weird dancing scene in Breakfast Club. Out on Breakfast Club. I know that's a hot take, but.
Well, it's the 80s. They put weird dancing scenes in everything. Have you seen Footloose? Apparently, Kevin Bacon was back in town.
Yeah, I saw that.
Down at the mill, right?
We could do a John Hughes movie draft for sure.
Did you see the newer Footloose, the one that came out like...
I think I did watch it.
No.
Early 2010s, I think. It was pretty good. I liked it.
We could absolutely do a John Hughes movie draft. There are some classics. That might be a good one for the list for What You Got Wednesday.
Look Who's Talking?
I like the second one a lot. Look Who's Talking Now, the Christmas one with Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
He makes a cameo in it.
He does?
Yeah. Like, they have the daughter from the first one, right? That's Who's Talking. The second one is When the Dogs Start Talking.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Isn't Roseanne Barr the cat?
Yeah, I think so. And, Charles Barkley makes a cameo. It's great. When he was playing with the Suns.
Is it?
Last time the Suns were relevant.
You know what? Does John Hughes have good movies?
I'm looking at his Rotten Tomatoes right now, and like a trillion. And we could do even things he wrote and not just things
Uncle
he directed.
Oh, Uncle Buck is incredible.
Home Alone, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
Mr. Mom.
Ferris Bueller. Mr. Mom isn't good.
Mr. Mom is so good. Mr. Mom is so incredibly good. Shout out to our first producer of this show who was named after Mr. Mom. Great.
All right, Ben. Well, you enjoy your Tuesday. I'll see you tomorrow on a Win Ticket Wednesday.
I'm going to see you in an hour and a half. Got some trainings to do. Excited about it.
Well, you don't need to lie to people, Ben. Stay tuned. Hans and Scotty are coming up next. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.